Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
10:04 here in the Lehigh Valley. Sam Hines with you here, and you are listening to the post-game show. Pigs fall tonight 10-1 to the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. And sometimes when you fly close to the sun, you're going to get burnt a little. And tonight the Pigs did indeed just that. It was a rough night from the word go for the Piggies. Jake Thompson got shaken down by the Rail Riders. He didn't make it out of the first inning. And down a touchdown after the first frame, the Pigs never really got back into this one. They tried. They had their chances. But Luis Seso was fantastic for the Rail Riders as he shut down every time the Pigs tried to get back into this. Sessa shut the door on them. This is the highlights of tonight's game. Not a lot of Pigs-related highlights, mostly Scranton. And boy, a lot of them coming in the first inning. And, you know, right off the bat, pun intended, Tyler Wade had a base hit. Gleyber Torres hit a base hit as well. And they would have end up having two at-bats in that very same inning. Greg Bird would hit into a fielder's choice. And then Tyler Austin would hit an RBI double to start it off before an out was, with only one out having been recorded.
Runners lead off. Pitch is swung on and ripped out right center field. Well struck. Williams is racing back. Will he get there? He leaps and he can't make the catch. And it's off the wall and in for extras. Wade has scored. Bird lumbering with that ankle to third. Tyler Austin just over the leap of Williams doubles the other way. And it's 1-0 Rail Riders here in the top of the first inning.
1-0, but not for long because Clint Frazier would come up, hit his first of two home runs on the night, and put this one seemingly out of reach.
Now the pitch swung on and ripped in the air. Left field, forget about this one. A knockout for Frazier, a three-run bomb into the bullpen.
Knockout for Frazier. That was a good one, fit in right off the top of the head there by Matt Provins. But not a good moment for the Pigs as they found themselves down 4-0, just five batters in. With the bases cleared, however, Kyle Higashioka would walk. Mason Williams would fly out. But Donovan Solano would keep the good times rolling for Scranton with an RBI hit.
Check second. Higashioka leads. It swung on a ground ball left side. It is a base hit. Now, they're going to test the arm of Stassi. Here comes Higashioka. Stassi instead will just throw to second base. Higashioka's a catcher, but he runs well. And he scores easily. A five-run inning. And what has been a tumultuous first inning continues for Jake Thompson. And just now, they get action up in that beleaguered and very thin bullpen. It's been a great bullpen. None better.
And poor Jake Thompson, too. You know, let's not take away any credit from the hitters for Scranton because they were hitting well tonight, especially in that first inning. But the first two were just ground ball base hits. The fielder's choice off of the bat of Greg Bird was just a tough luck, unable to be turned double play for a very good fielder in J.P. Crawford. Just didn't have the correct angle fielding it. And, you know, you can use every excuse in the book. It is what it is. But sometimes the breaks go your way, i.e. last night with the Pigs getting two calls from the umpires that helped them win a game. Sometimes the breaks don't go your way. A couple seeing eye singles and then a play that caused a good fielding shortstop not to be able to turn a double play. And next thing you know, you're down 5-0. So credit to the Rail Riders for being able to take advantage of what the Pigs could not do. And that fifth run coming courtesy of a passed ball on a very, very good defensive catcher in Logan Moore. Well, following the Higashioka run, G-Man Choi would then drive in Donovan Solano with a run-scoring double.
Now the pitch is swung on, rifled high in the air, deep right center, Williams on his horse by the track, and that ball is going to land right at the base of the right center field. Whoa, it's in for extras. Rounding third and scoring is Solano. Stopping at second with a two-out ribby double goes Choi. A six-run inning, and the Rail Rider is exploding here in the first inning. They've batted around.
Well, they did. They batted around, and that would bring Tyler Wade back up to the plate, and Tyler Wade would do what he continued to do, and that would make it 1-1. to nothing, or excuse me, that would make it 7-0 with an RBI single of Wade's own, and that would knock Jake Thompson out of the game.
Thompson deals, swung on, punched high in the air, shallow left, digging in, Stassi, will he get there with a slide? He drops the ball, can't hold on. Another tough break for Thompson on nearly a star-worthy play by the left fielder Stassi.
Batting around and then some, Jake Thompson exited the game after two-thirds of an inning. Ricardo Pinto came in. He got the last two outs of the inning. Just the Gleyber Torres pop-up. And then, in the bottom of the first inning, the Pigs, down 7 runs, tried to rally. Cam Perkins led off with a base hit. However, J.P. Crawford, and again, you look at the signs that it's maybe just not your night, a 3-1 pitch to J.P. Crawford that was a ball. It was in at his feet at the end of the trajectory of the pitch, and Crawford swung over the top of it, 3-2 count, and he ends up striking out. Rhys Hoskins would then fly out. Cousins would single, but Hector Gomez would fly out to end the inning. Well, Pinto was tremendous. He went 1-2-3 in the second inning, but the Pigs, unfortunately, went 1-2-3 as well. Into the third inning, where a couple of base hits in between a ground out from Higashioka and a strikeout from Choi. However, with Mason Williams trying to take home on the base hit by Donovan Solano, Cam Perkins threw him out.
Runner leads. Here's the 1-2. And the pitch is swung on and cued into shallow center field. It falls in easily for a base hit. Williams is on his way to third. Strong throw that way, and it is in time for the out. So the Pigs get a break on the bases on a strong Perkins throw, and Williams retired.
Trying to take third, excuse me. Yesterday, Mason Williams tried to score and was thrown out at home, although upon replay it did look like he was safe. Tonight, Mason Williams tries to take third, go first to third on a base hit by Donovan Solano, and Cam Perkins made a tremendous throw to gun him out, and as I said, G-Man Troy strikes out to end the inning. Into the bottom of the third, the Pigs once again tried to rally. Logan Moore would walk to lead off the inning. Cam Perkins would hit a double, meaning there was two on and nobody out. But J.P. Crawford, tough luck night for him. He lined a hit, but Greg Bird snatched it out of the air, leaping and grabbing it, erased 2 runs for the Pigs. Rhys Hoskins then popped up, and Dylan Cousins struck out, and that meant Luis Sessa got out of a jam.
Delivers 1-2, and the pitch is swung through and missed. Got a breaking ball in. Credit Sessa getting out of a second and third nobody out spot. He earns his fourth strikeout. Well done.
Now fast forward to the sixth inning. The Pigs would finally get on the board. Rhys Hoskins would lead off with a walk. Dylan Cousins grounded out to second base. However, Hector Gomez then came up and drove in Hoskins.
Here's the 0-1. And the fastball's turned around. It's a base hit into left center field. It's going to score a run. Williams remarkably cuts it off, but Gomez either way makes it to second with an RBI double. The Pigs are on the board. It's a 7-1 game.
That would be the only run the Pigs would get, and it would stay 7-1 for a little bit as we head to the top of the eighth inning, when Pigs brought in infielder Jorge Flores to do some pitching. Flores gave up it wasn't even Flores in the eighth. This was Justin Terrien, excuse me. So I gave a little bit of a preview to the ninth inning. Flores would come in, and Flores actually gave up a home run as well. But Terrien, in the top of the eighth inning, after getting Tyler Austin to fly out, gave up the second home run of the day to Clint Frazier.
Now the pitcher swung on, hit in the air, left field, pretty well tagged. Stassi back at the track, at the wall, forget about it! It's a multi-home run game for Frazier.
Now give some credit to Terrien, though. Besides the home run, he went 3 innings out of the bullpen in a game where the Pigs needed to eat up a lot of innings from their bullpen. And he pitched pretty well, only the 2 hits, the 1 run on the home run. Pigs in the bottom of the eighth got a 1-out base hit, but nothing else doing. Into the top of the ninth, well, I gave it away already, but Jorge Flores entered the game. The short infielder for the Pigs, Flores at about 5'5". He's a short guy, he's an infielder, but he's a tremendous player. Not much of a heat-throwing pitcher, however. And, it was funny to see him out there because it was kind of just him. He had pretty decent form, but, throwing it about 60 miles per hour. And he got G-Man Choi to fly out, but Tyler Wade connected on a base hit. And then Gleyber Torres lined up one of those 60-mile-per-hour floaters and knocked it deep to center field.
The pitch swung on. It was a breaking ball hammered to center field deep. Back goes Perkins at the track, at the wall. Forget about it. Gleyber Torres onto the lawn out behind the center field wall.
Well, it looked like as much as he could, I suppose. Jorge Flores enjoyed himself on the mound tonight. It's always a tough spot when a position player comes in to pitch. It's one of two things. Either you're up big or you're down big. And when you're down big for the team, it's not nearly as fun. But it was a necessary move for the Pigs, and now Flores can check off pitching on his professional baseball resume. Pigs into the bottom of the ninth would get nothing else going as they would fall in this one 10-1. J.R. Graham, interestingly enough, brought out on to get the final out of the game.
Runner leads off at Stassi. Pitch here is a called third strike, and the Rail Riders have taken game two of the series by the final of 10-1.
Final of 10-1. This game had a little bit of everything, although not really positive light for the Pigs, but we had a little bit of NASCAR talk and a little bit of bridge talk on the Iron Pigs radio network. We also had an infielder pitch for the Pigs and a couple of really bizarre pitching moves by the Rail Riders, and I'm not quite sure why they made the moves that they made, but they did, and they were able to preserve a 10-1 win. The Pigs had their chances, no doubt, but Luis Sessa pitched very well. Give credit to him. And really, it was just a bad top half of the first inning for Jake Thompson and the Iron Pigs. These things happen. When you're 41-20, they don't happen often. So it's going to happen every now and then. It's baseball. It's a 142-game schedule. You're not going to win them all. You're not even going to lose them all closely. You're going to get blown out. It happens. But it's, you know what, for the Pigs, it was such a big shellacking that you can just say, you know what, there was not even all that much to even look at. Just kind of turn the page. Yeah, Flores looked all right coming out onto pitch, but, that's not something that the Pigs are going to be really worried about trying to get going into the future. Hector Gomez had a base hit. But if there is one thing, an RBI base hit, I should say, there's one thing to take out of this in a positive light. It's that the Pigs' pen and Ricardo Pinto, more specifically, continue to shine amidst the proposition that the Pigs continue to kind of lose guys out of that pen. But it doesn't matter who is in there. They continue to perform well. So a big props to Ricardo Pinto and Justin Therrien tonight on their 7 1/3 innings, and to Jorge Flores as well for being now part of the Iron Pigs bullpen. For Scranton, 10 runs, 14 hits, no errors. For the Pigs, 1 run, 7 hits, no errors. Scranton was 4-for-6 with runners in scoring position. They left 4 on base. Pigs 1-for-7, they left 8 on base. Luis Sessa gets the win, and he was good. 6 innings, 5 hits, an earned run, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. Tyler Webb came in for a third of an inning, just the one strikeout. Matt Watherspoon, 2 1/3 of an inning, 2 hits, 3 strikeouts, and it would be J.R. Graham tasked with the one last final out. 1/3 of an inning, 1 strikeout. Jake Thompson shellacked in his 2/3 of an inning, definitely the toughest outing Thompson has had this season. He's now 2-6 with the loss. 7 hits, 7 runs, all earned, 1 walk, 1 home run. Ricardo Pinto, as I said, was great out of the bullpen. 4 1/3, 2 hits, 4 strikeouts for Mr. Pinto. Justin Therrien, 3 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned run, 1 strikeout, and the run came on the 1 home run. And Jorge Flores, his first outing out of the bullpen, 1 inning, 3 hits, 2 earned runs, 1 home run. His ERA, an unfortunate 18. And I think Flores, although he wouldn't mind going again in a game where the Pigs had a big lead, sort of the opposite of tonight, won't be mad if his ERA sticks at 18. Time of the game, 2 hours, 51 minutes. It was a sold-out crowd out at Coca-Cola Park. 10,100 fans. They may not have gotten the best of games, but they'll get a pretty good fireworks show afterwards as well. They got a fireworks show in the first inning, that's for sure. It was 80 degrees, a beautiful night out at Coca-Cola Park, with 13-mile-per-hour winds, something the Rail Riders took advantage of. And the Pigs, they hit a few balls hard, just could not get it into that jet stream enough for a home run. It's now two straight games without a home run for the Pigs. Very un-Pigs-like, but hey, it's only Friday of a four-game series. You split the first two, you come out tomorrow, and it's a brand-new day. Sort of take the opportunity of getting beat 10-1 to just turn the page. Okay, what's worked is worked. This did not. Let's move on to tomorrow. Final score, Scranton 10, Pigs 1. Your final out at Coca-Cola.